praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. This is I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. And I'm going to be glad there, and I want you to rejoice with me. I'm going to put an old message on that I preached out of New York. And my subject was, enough is enough. Don't you think sometimes enough is enough? Sometimes you just got to man up and say, enough is enough. You know, I've been out here long enough, and it's time to come in. Enough is enough. Don't you think so? There comes a time that you have to say, enough is enough. I'm going to put an old message on that I preached in New York just before I left. Enough is enough. And I certainly hope you enjoy this word tonight. Enough is enough. Let's get ready to go into the word of the Lord that I preached about four years ago in New York. Enough is enough. Let's go into the word of God right now. Enough is enough. All right? Let's go to the word of God right now. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
It's time to make a change, Dominic, isn't it? Enough is enough. I don't know what your enough is, but whatever it is that's been doing is not prospering. It should be enough. Enough is enough. Lift your hands up towards heaven and say, Lord, enough is enough. Help me know when enough is enough. In Jesus' name, consider yourself dismissed. What?
No, that's not it. All right, we got to go back.
Enough is enough.
Okay, here we are. All right, I see we're at the end of the thing. I didn't know I was at the end of it. But we'll go back and play it over, all right?
Is mine.
Enough is enough. Let's point to the word of God.
Today is
amen.
Mine.
Today, enough is enough.
I'm going to get
ready to go in here and play this song, Enough is Enough.
I'm going to wave my hand.
All right, let's go. Enough is enough. Okay, right here. We're going to try to get in there right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There you go. All right. Amen. I kind of messed up, didn't I?
Around, casting disdainful glances.
Okay, here we go.
You can tell they don't appreciate you. Hello? Even if you go to a cookout, you can tell that they feel they're better than you. Hello? Anybody ever felt like that? Amen. Praise God. Look what it says in verse number 14. This is the new LT. They have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. They devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. They always want the spotlight. Spotlight. They got to have their spotlight. And this is what God is warning us against. There are people in the world like this, whether you believe it or not. Just hope it's not you. I just hope it's not you and I. I don't want it to be me. I want to be a pleasant person. You know, somebody asked me the other day. They said to me, "Say, you don't forgive," talking about me. I said, "No." They said, "I asked you to forgive me, but you didn't forgive." So you know what I said to them? I said you asked me to forgive you, right? They said, "Yes." I said, "Did you mean it?" "Yes." I said, "Well, if you meant that you did me wrong and then asked me to forgive you, and when I can say I forgive you, you can't believe that?" Isn't that strange? That you can ask somebody to forgive you, but you can't believe they forgave you. You're the one that did wrong originally. And you can say, "I'm sorry." And you say, "I mean it." When they say, "Okay, I accept it," you can't believe it. "No, you didn't forgive me." Hey, come on. That's a bloodsucker. That's a bloodsucker. That's somebody that wants to make you feel bad. They already done did you wrong. Already, like I saw this guy breaking my truck one night, my van one night. And he was in the van. And I opened the windows and I said, "Get out of my van." He said, "Make me." "I'm on the third floor, I'm going to make him." I said, "Stay there till I get there." I guess he took his time and walked on away. Because when I got there, he wasn't there. Some people will do you wrong and don't see nothing wrong in what they did. Are y'all listening to me today? Some people will do you wrong and grin in your face as if they didn't do nothing. Somebody said, "Don't let that be me. I don't want to be like that." Some people can do you wrong and act like it ain't nothing. Act like it ain't nothing. But you know what? That's a bloodsucker. You got to learn enough is enough. If you've been a bloodsucker, you need to stop sucking blood. Hello. If you've been that type of person, you need to get rid of it. You need to, you know, and they use Jesus for a cop out. Oh, Jesus died for me. I know he died for you, but he ain't going to stop me hitting you with his 2x4. Because I'm sure he's just out of here with his 2x4 because you don't know how to stop sucking my blood. Hello? Now, I'm not telling y'all to hit nobody. I said I would do it. I didn't say y'all do it. Don't y'all do what I do now. Amen. Don't do. Amen. Amen. I take enough. So like that guy cursed me out for my $200. You think he ever get another dime from me? Do you really believe he will? He will never in this world or in the world to come if there's a resurrection and God let me be him. If I can see him and remember him, he will never get another dime from me. He cursed me out over $200. So you think he's going to, you think you're going to pay me the $800? If he ain't paid me the two, do you really believe if I would have loaned him the $800, he would have paid me? No way. That's a bloodsucker. See, you got to know a bloodsucker, then you got to get tired people sucking on your blood. Verse 15 says again, the leech has two suckers. Look, that crowd, more and more, they never get tired. How many of y'all got cars that people don't get tired after you take them someplace? Y'all scared to raise your hand? Can you drop me off over here?
Come on, Pat.
They don't ever say, here, here's $20. Well, they don't ever get a raise. They come and say, I got a raise on my job. Yeah. You think they give you a raise? You think they said, let me stop to the gas station and fill your car with gas? That's a bloodsucker. The Bible says right here, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 15, I'm reading from the New Living Testament. It says, the leech has two suckers that cry out, more, more. They want more, more, more. They never get enough. Never get enough. There are three things that are never satisfied. They're never satisfied. I've seen people in my life, I'm talking about me now, I've seen people ask me to check them someplace. I check them. Okay. And then you say, oh, by the way, can you stop me over here? Like you just took them where they said they wanted to go. And then you take them someplace else. Oh, if it ain't out in the way, can you drop me off over here? You ain't never had that, have you? See, I'm talking about what I know about. But the Bible says they never are satisfied. Never satisfied. No matter what you do, they're not satisfied. I don't want to be like that. I want to say thank you sometimes. Then it said, no. Four that never say enough. They never say it's enough. They never say it's enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. They don't ever say, you know, tomorrow morning, well, you know, I would ask you to take me somewhere, but you just took me yesterday, so I'm going to catch the subway today. No, you know what? There are some people that suck on you every day of your life. They're never going to stop sucking on you now. They're never going to say thank you. And if you say thank you, then we ask you another favor. Can I get this one more favor? Say the grave. You ever heard the grave say, I don't want no people, I don't want no dead people to hear anymore? Anybody heard the grave say, don't come here no more? The grave don't never get enough. The cemetery up there, you might start out with one person. After a while, there's more, there's more. Every cemetery, they keep adding to it. The grave never gets enough. Then it said the barren womb. A sex-driven woman don't never get enough. I'm talking to you. Don't you ladies get mad with me. The thirsty desert don't never get enough. Okay, how much it rains. You and I get tired of the rain, but the desert don't. The blazing fire never say, I don't want, it don't say, don't put no wood on me. Put some more on me. Keep burning. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother, instruction, will be plucked out. Y'all think y'all children are having trouble now? Let me tell you why your children have trouble. Because they despise the father and the mother. Anytime a child despises his mother or her father, let me tell you something. They will be repaid. God will repay them. They will not get away. Any child that disrespects his mother and father, something bad will happen to them. No child won't be escaped. You might say, that's my little cute child there. That's what the Bible said, train him where he should go when he's young. When he get old, he won't depart. So now if you ain't trained him, he get up disrespect you. Guess what? You might say, that's my child, but God going to get him. He going to jail, going to prison, he going to do something. Let me tell you something. Going to become a homosexual, going to become a lesbian, become a husband beater, a wife beater, or something. Something going to happen because God got him on radar. Look what it says in the Message Bible. I'm reading these from different translations so y'all can get understanding. In the Message Bible, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13 says, don't be what? Stuck up. And think you are better than everyone else. What it say? Don't be stuck up and think you are better than anyone else. I'm not preaching. This is not my opinion. Look what it says in verse 14. Read it. What it say? Don't be what? Don't be greedy, merciless, and cruel as wolves, tearing into the poor and feasting on them, shredding the needy to pieces only to discard them. God, the Bible said, don't do that. We're warned. Are y'all listening? This is not what I'm saying. I'm reading it to you right from the Word of God. Don't be stuck up, merciless, and cruel as wolves. God said, don't be like that. Didn't it say that? Don't be like that. Don't be stuck up. Don't be greedy. Don't be merciless. Don't spread the needy. Don't just keep taking from people. And they need their money to pay their bills. How you think they're going to make it? I couldn't sleep at night taking from people. I couldn't sleep at night. Because y'all sleep at night. I couldn't sleep at night. Knowing I stole from you, your money you need, how can I sleep at night? No, I can't sleep at night with it. Look what it says in verse number, the very next verse. A leech has twin daughters. That's verse 15. Look what it says. A leech has what? What it say? Read it. What is the daughter's name? Give me, every time you see them, they want you to give them. Some people never get tired of asking. You think they would get tired sometimes. Evangelist Robert, did you know that? It might be your son. I'm sorry. It might be your son. It might be your daughter. It might be my son or my daughter. I talked to my son this morning. Kelly was in the office. My second oldest son. He's 51 years old. He said he took his mother to church today, but he didn't go. I said, don't you think you're old enough to go to church? I said, you going to go to hell? 51 years old. He turned 51 February, March the 10th. The man is 51 years old, and he ain't got time for church. He said, I pray every day, but I just don't go to church. I said, man, don't you think you need to go to church? I said, you, my son, I love you, but you're going to go to hell. Yeah, you need to put God first. 51 years old. Look, he's a leech. He's 51 years old. Give me. He called me, what, about a month ago, 2 months ago? Daddy, can I borrow $200? 51 years old. When you going to grow up? My own son. I'm not telling y'all what I don't know. That's a leech. 51 years old. Went to college. A leech. My son. 51 years old. 51 years old. Mother bat for mother bats? Is that for mother bats? No, I asked, is that accessorized? No, okay. 51 years old. Some people don't never get tired of being suckered. Look, living there in his grandmama's house, she died. Ain't got a pot to pee in and a window to throw it out. I'm 51 years old. A leech! My son. That'll make me feel good, but it's the truth. The Bible says it right here. A leech has two twin daughters. And what their name? What their name? It's on the stream, I hope. What is the name of their daughters? What is the name of them?
Give me and give me.
51 years old, still want you to give him. I took Ma to church, but I didn't go. I said, Negro, you need to be in church. Mother Babs, is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
It's for your ride. Your ride is out there, Mother Babs. Touch the young lady. Mother Babs' ride is out there. What time is the pickup? The ride is out there. What time is the pickup? What time is it? It's your time, Mama. It's 12:59. 1 o'clock, your ride is out there. All right, I'm just trying to tell y'all something today. You want to be able to say enough is enough. Your ride is out there, sweetheart. Okay, it's 1 o'clock now. It's just pick up. Tell us. You got to get it out there to the door. Okay, you got to roll it to the door. See, he's going to leave, or you got to stop him. Stop him, baby. He's leaving. He is leaving. I'm looking right at him, huh? You going to do what? I just saw him leave. Okay. But a leech has twin daughters. Well, take her out there. Take her there then. You got to get her because he was leaving. I'm looking right at the man pull away. Take her to the door, sweetheart. All right. Alicia has twin daughters. And what are their names? Give me and who? Give me more. Some people ain't going to never stop. Now, here's a man, 51 years old. Don't you think it's time to stop asking your daddy for money? Y'all don't think so? See, I think sometimes you need to stand on your own two feet. Hello? Three things are never what? What'd it say? It's on the screen. What'd it say? Kelly, can you help me with the door there? Somebody, we all mean help me with the door. Y'all some strong men. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, I roll, my man. Woo, woo, woo. Amen. Amen. No, there are four that never say that's enough. Thank you. There's some people never say thank you. We don't want to be like that, do we? Do y'all want to be like that? Hello? Do y'all want to be people that never have enough? I don't want to be one of them people. Look what it said. Hell? Hell never has enough. People, you know what? Hell now, the Bible said hell has enlarged itself because people are going there at rapid speeds, going to hell at rapid speed. Do you want to be like that? Do we want to be like that? A barren womb don't ever get enough. A parched land never get enough. A forest fire never get enough. I don't want to be like that. Verse 17 says, and I that disdains a father and despises a mother, that I will be plucked out by wild vultures and consumed by young eagles. We need to teach our children these things. Obey your mother and father. Whatever you do, obey them. Respect them. Sometimes your mother and father get, you know what? My mother and father, bless God, they can never say that I disrespected them. One time when I didn't know no better, my mother slapped me and I told her, don't slap me no more. She said, you better sit down. Guess what I did? I sit down. She said, if you don't do it no more, I won't slap you no more. She never slapped me again. I never did it again. Never, never, ever do I disrespect my mother. I believe that's why I got longer life. I've outlived all my brothers because I never respected my mother, disrespected my mother and my father. Never. My mother cursed me out the day she died, but I didn't curse her back. I called my mother after she got through cursing me. I said, Mama, what did I do to you to make you curse me out? You know what she said? I just wanted a dress. I said, well, Mama, all you had to do was ask me. She called me to borrow some money. I thought it was for my brother. I said, Mama, I ain't going to let you in the money with the boys no more. And I meant that. I wasn't going to give my brothers no more money because I got tired every time my mother turned around. She was calling me to ask me for some money for my brothers. And I said, I'm not going to give you no more. And that day when she called me, she asked me for the money I thought was for my brother. I was wrong, I guess, by saying, Mom, I'm not going to give you no more money for my brothers, because I didn't. When she said she wanted money, I didn't know what she needed it for. But I knew I wasn't going to give my brother no more money. I knew that. I wasn't going to give him no more money. Brother, no more money. No more money. I was a man working, and they had to work too. And I didn't think it was right that my mama called me every money, every week. LJ, can you let me have some money? Terry needs some money. Wasn't Terry Kermely needs some money? Wasn't Kermely Bobby needs some money? Wasn't Bobby, was Weimer needed some money? Let Weimer, Bobby, and Terry get a job. I'm not going to take care of them rusty boys. I'm not going to do it. I love them, but I'm not going to take care of my brothers. My brother came right there and lived with me, and his wife and his daughter, and they got mad with my wife because they didn't want to eat what she cooked. I said, well, they go get your own house then. Then they got mad, well, we don't want to eat at the time she cooked. I said, well, they move in your own house. You're living in my house, going to tell my wife what to do. No, thank you, brother. My wife is a woman of her house. Ain't no woman going to come in my house and start ruling my wife. That's just not going to happen. No, sir. Brother wife, cousin wife, daddy's wife. Daddy, if you want to live with me, you're going to obey my rules in my house. My mother came to my house in 1978, I believe it was, and she lit a cigarette. And my wife knew I didn't believe in smoking in my house. So my wife didn't say nothing to her. My wife came downstairs and said, Lonnie, your mother upstairs smoking. I said, what? I went upstairs. I said, Mama, there'd be no cigarette smoking in this house. She said, what? I said, no cigarette smoking in my house. I'm your mama. I said, Mama, there's the door right there. You can go outside and smoke all you want to, but you cannot smoke in the house. What if I can't smoke in your house? I don't want to live here. I said, well, Mama, don't live here then. I mean, you said that's cruel, right? Okay, whatever you say, but it was my house. I got the right to say what I don't want in my house. Mama, daddy, sister, brother, son, daughter, granddaughter, you, anybody. You go in my house, you're going to go by my rule. When I go in your house, I'm going to go by your rule. So like some people go in your house, start going in your refrigerator. I don't allow that. That's my refrigerator. What do you mean you're going to go in my refrigerator? No, you ask. And when I go to your house, I'm not going to go in your refrigerator. Hello? I go in your house and you cook, there's a pot roast on the stove. You think I'm going to go in there and start slicing that pot roast? No, that's your house. I'm not going to touch that pot roast. If you say don't have none, I'm not going to have any. Y'all don't know nothing about this, but when I first came to New York, Evangelist Robinson might be old enough to remember this, but you go visit people and they start disappearing one by one, going to eat. And when they come out wiping their mouth, they didn't ask you to have no dinner. They didn't ask you to have nothing. Y'all don't know nothing about that. See, I came to New York in those times back in 59. It'd be four or five people going out disappearing one at a time. Ronnie! That means it's time for Ronnie to eat. They ain't called Lonnie. Johnny! Still ain't called Lonnie. All Ronnie and Johnny. Connie! Everybody going to eat. And I'm still sitting there. They don't invite you to eat, but you know what? That was their house. Now in my house, everybody welcome to eat. I tell my wife real quick, if you ain't got enough food, everybody don't give me nothing. I'm like this. If you come to my house, if I ain't got enough food to feed everybody, ain't nobody going to eat. We're going to divide that food. Because I believe we all eating together. That's what I believe. I always believe in that. I came up from a family like that. My mother and father, when you come to my mother and father's house, whatever was on the table, you were welcome to it. Amen. Amen. I think my son right there can remember when his sister Tamisha, I guess they were 5 and 6 years old. I don't know what you remember. You know, because I came up with a family that whatever was on the table, you could eat it. Mama ain't never told me I couldn't have some Brazil nuts or some apples or some oranges. Whatever was on the table, if it was there, I could eat it until it was gone. Mama never told me I couldn't have it. So I grew up with that. When my kids wanted something, if it's on the table, they could have it. Well, my wife was a little different. I'm not saying she was wrong, but she said, y'all can't have no more of this. And then they would come to me and say, Daddy, Can I have another apple? I said, yeah. I didn't know my wife was getting angry with me. I didn't know it because I just thought they could have it. And so one day she said, Lonnie, I said, what is it? I told them kids they couldn't have no more. I said, but I said they could have it. I'd already told them no. I said, oh, I see what's going on here. I called Marlo and I called Tamisha by themselves. I said, can I tell y'all something? Yeah. If your mother tell you no, don't come and ask me nothing. Because if she already said no, you know I'm going to say yeah. All right, so rather than pass the no, ask me in the beginning. Didn't I tell you all that, Marlo? You remember that? And I said to them, I said, listen, if you ask your mother and she tell you no, and you come to me and I find out about it, I'm going to whoop your butt. Because all you had to do is come to me first. Because whatever's on the table, you can have it. You don't have to steal it. You can have it. But that a whole jar of money got missing one time. I don't know who took it. But the whole jar of money in my back room got missing. Whole big jar of money. You know, when you start taking things out, you don't notice it. You take it out, it get going down gradually. After a while, you don't notice it. But the whole jar of money got taken one time. I couldn't whip nobody because I don't know who did it. But the Bible said if you disrespect your mother and father, something bad going to happen to you. Look at verse 15. So the leech has two daughters crying what? Amplified by what it say? Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four that do not say it's enough. I don't want to be like that. I want to be when I got enough. You know,
well,
I go out to Red Lobsters. I go to City Island.
My friend, I tell you, my time is about out. I got to get ready to get out of here. But God is a good God, even on a bad day. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks. I thank you for viewing the broadcast this evening. I got to go. Amen. We're getting ready to leave. But I want you to know that you can be saved tonight. Now, I know I talked about enough is enough on this broadcast. And enough is enough. There's sometimes you got to get, aren't you tired of sin? Aren't you tired of losing? Wouldn't you like to win? Well, you can in Jesus. He'll make a way for you. But you need to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Please come into my life. Amen. And if you do that, he'll save you. He'll forgive you for your sins. He'll come right into your life, and he'll save you and make you a brand new creature. Say it with me. Say, Father, forgive me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I believe your word. I know that I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry. Come into my life now, Father, and save me. Now, if you've done that, my friend, you are born again Christian. I got to go to the clock on the wall. It's telling me so. But until the next broadcast, may the Lord bless you. Enough is enough. Sometimes you got to say enough is enough. Take care. Thank you.